Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I saw someone had dug up one of my old gardening shows from Three Counties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put a link at the beginning of the chat tonight.
Oh, can someone post the link again? And
Top of the Pots.
We'll have a little Top of the Pots. We'll have a little listen to that if you don't mind. Do you mind?
I don't mind. Yeah. I don't really remember an awful lot about that time. It was very long
this was
time
Top
ago.
Of the Pots, and that's why. 0203 286 6370. Skype TLNA. New callers only tonight, please. It's still hot. Although thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening, is being spotted around the country. I have two, look at the sweat. I have two fans coming tomorrow.
Yep.
Ian Lee fan number one and Abel
Gafford.
Girl. To do the cleaning. No, to blow on me very gently. No, I have two fans coming tomorrow. I've got a tall, thin fan that
a
you told me
fan,
to get.
If you will,
you
yeah.
told me to get. Because I'm always a big fan of the circular ones, but I got that. And I've also got, I spent about £200 on fans.
Ooh.
I've also got an air cooler. Now, this is where you put water or ice into the fan and it cools it. It really cools it. So, oh, you're saying there's no audio?
Oh, all right, fine.
Found this.
Me looking slightly different.
Hang on a minute, let's get this. Which window is this? So there's no audio for it.
Oh, it's just the online thing. Look at my big old moon face. This is why I've got a fringe.
Okay. Top. Where I live, beds, hearts, and blocks. Are you Fluff Freesia?
Fluff Freesia takes his weekly fantastic foray into our pot
That's
picker's
not how you spell
favourite.
Foray. That's not how you say foray either.
It isn't.
No, it isn't.
Well, I didn't write that bit anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Someone says there is audio. We'll post a link to the... Where's the audio? Listen to the top of
the pot's music.
Is that the audio you're referring to?
It will be just... Nah. Anyway, yeah, that was a thing. That was the first ever show I did. I was about, 24? Just a kid.
24, I was...
Didn't have a garden.
I was signing on, getting very, stoned. And was about a year away from the 11 o'clock show. I can't believe that you were making stuff, though. You were doing stuff, because I just didn't have a clue what I was doing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that I was going to be given that show. That was like, they came up to me on the Thursday, the boss did, and said, right, you're doing the gardening show on Sunday. And I went, well, two problems with that. I don't know how to drive the desk, and I haven't got a garden. He went, well, it doesn't matter about the garden, and I'll teach you how to drive the desk. You've got a day. So I did it.
First show I did was Christmas Day, and they showed me the desk as they were putting on their coats to leave, and I had a four-hour show.
Oh, my.
Didn't have a clue. Didn't know how to back count. Sam, let the swearing go, dude. Dan Rad studies show that using expletives is not, as some think, an indication of an inferior level of communication. Who said it was? I've read a few studies because I work for a very sweary comedian and journalist who is widely regarded as quite an intelligent fellow. Who? Who? Who is it? Who is it? But you know, well-timed S-bomb or an F-bomb. I made my boys laugh the other day so much with a beautiful F-bomb. It's wonderful. But thanks for the veiled insinuation.
What?
What?
I think you must be talking to someone else in the chat.
Are you talking? You're not talking to us, are you, Sam? What on earth are you talking about? Another person in chat said that Ian, but yeah, just drop it, Sam. I am. Somebody else brought it. Well, I tell you what. Just leave it, Sam. Just leave it. Just leave it.
Little paper flowers. Not helping, but hilarious. My sister swears and she is thick.
Mark Thomas. Okay, but listen, why don't you two have a go and have a private conversation about whether swearing is funny or not, and whether it. But we're just trying to avoid it as much as we can. On this, what is? It's part of time.
It's sweary time.
New callers only, please. Yeah. 0203-286-6370. Now there was a voice message here. What is this? Oh.
It's a very quiet voice message.
I can't hear that.
Okay.
They've left something, but we just can't hear it. Hang on, be quiet. I'm just going to...
Wait.
Here we go. Oh. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is confusing, isn't it? Hang on. Hello?
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 Good afternoon.
It's the evening.
What's a dumb waiter?
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Doorbells.
Okay, I don't know what was going on there. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. TLNA Skype from anywhere around the world. We'd love to see your face. You don't have to show your face if you do not know.
That's all right. I've just phoned up to speak to Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
Hello.
And, hello. Say hello and thank you very much for the calls that you let me get through to, hon.
Hello. Hello?
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 Oh.
What is going on tonight?
I think he just rang to say hello.
This is some freaky shiz. TLNA, if you want to Skype in. Look at the sweat. I got a... Normally, Kath and I have a bite to eat and listen to a bit of Alan Bezik or watch a bit of the raid after the show tonight. You have to leave immediately.
Right.
Because I've got the boys coming, I'm told, 8:15, so that'll be 7:30.
Right.
And I've got a plumber coming. I've got the high-pitched, the high-voiced...
All right.
He talks like that. Probably. I've got a plumber coming who talks like that.
That's probably quite good.
Oh, I'm sure he's excellent. It was weird, though, because I had him in my house the other day and my neighbour... All in my house. I felt very uncomfortable. I felt very uncomfortable just because of the COVIDs. It's all because of the COVIDs.
But I think we might be being fussy because everyone else seems to be partying it up.
Maybe we are being fussy.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, caller? Hello?
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 How's it going?
You can do it right now, please.
Hi, Paul.
What can we do for you?
I just thought I'd phone up. It's first time calling a long time listener.
You can use mine.
I don't want to.
Go on. Oh.
Mine's got a clearer ring.
Take it over there.
I beg pardon.
Steady.
On.
My plumber talks like this.
I beg pardon.
He's a big lad as well.
Yeah.
And he talks like this. It's to do with the size of the testes.
Is it?
It's called, how do you measure the testes? It's orchidivia or something, isn't it? And it's to do with measuring orchids.
Yeah.
And this is not rude, so we can say this. The way they your testicles are compared to orchids. And the bigger the testes, the deeper the voice.
That's why I've got such a deep voice.
Exactly. Who is this, please, caller? What's your name?
This is Phil in Manchester.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing, mate? What can we do for you?
I'm good. I don't have much, really, but you were asking for new callers. I've been listening for a few years.
Gosh.
I remember seeing you on the 11 o'clock show.
Wow.
And then I got back into you on from Adam Buxton, actually.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was...
From his podcast.
Yeah, that was lovely doing that show. That a lot of people who thought I was an idiot, well, some came away thinking I still was an idiot, but a lot of people heard that and went, oh, actually, it doesn't sound like as the bigger dick he was 20 years ago. And I love Adam Buxton. He's such a nice, gentle soul.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, any plans to get him on the new show?
Yeah, I will ask him, actually. I just know that his mum passed away recently. And I sent him a little email a few weeks ago, because I don't know him that well, but he was very kind, and I did call him up once when I was feeling suicidal, because he said I should, and so I thought, I'm going to try this. But I did send him an email a few weeks ago just saying, I heard about your mum, and I'm really sorry, and I hope things are okay. I might have asked him to come on the show then... and I wonder if he said, maybe I didn't ask him. Yes, but I will ask him. We'll get him on the show. We'll get him on the show, whether he wants to come on the bloody show or not.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, can you cut me off?
Are you sure? We're going to see you do it. I say you do it. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
Adam Buxton was a very nice... He's exactly as you would hope he would be. He's a kind of cosy, reassuring presence and also a little bit mad.
It's a little bit fun. Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is what we need. This is what we need.
Go on.
Hang on. Right. They're really going to get their money's worth tonight. Right. So, first of all, we do a little bit of... Bum, bum, ba-dum-bum. It's sponsored time. Bum, bum, ba-dum-bum. We're all feeling fine. Bum, bum, ba-dum-bum.
This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
With the sponsor time. It's sponsored time.
Yeah.
It always sounds like you're saying it.
I'm not, though.
She's so good.
Yeah.
She's so good. That is worth that. Oh.
Go on, give me the...
All over your face.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't look like fireworks. No, we need something.
You need colours.
That looks like a... Yeah, we need colours. All right, fine. So, okay, right. So, pick a company, any company.
Poseidon.
Poseidon. Here we go. This is for those guys. Oh, this is an advert for something else. They're not getting in on the action.
No.
Here we go.
Hang on, I'm going to put the Facebook thing right on my nose.
Devon and Cornwall, Poseidon Safety Management. Walking around with dogs, looking like... Right, okay, let me try again. It's tougher than it looks to be this good. There we go. Poseidon Safety Management, based in Cornwall and Devon. They will look after your properties. They will walk people round to a localies.
What?
I'm trying to say it's local people.
All right, let me try.
Doing the patrols.
Let me try.
You do it. Okay. This is a tough one. Oh, we go.
Poseidon Safety Management.
I can't let you go with Poseidon.
Why? You said Poseidon earlier on.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Management, they've got big dogs. Poseidon Safety Management, they'll guard your logs.
Oh. See, that's where I was going to go earlier on with logs, and I thought he can't. Anyway.
They're great. And they'll look after stuff for you. And they recruit from the local area. And this.
Let me tell you a story about a dog called Zeus. He was left in a field, discovered at 1 year old. He was scared, he was afraid. He never thought he'd be bold until Nick from Poseidon Safety Management found him, trained him up, gave him lots of love. And now Zeus is really tough. He's patrolling Cornwall and Devon, keeping it safe from drugs, keeping it safe from criminals, murderers and thugs.
And logs.
Yes, mate, we got it. We got it. There we go. We got it. All right.
We've got to set up our own advertising.
We have got to. One down. One down. Three. Three to go. Three to go. Here we go. All right. Let's go. Right. Here we go. Right. So, okay. Here we go. This is. We want to make sure that we get this. We get this right. This is important. These are our clients. We thank everybody.
We've got to take it seriously.
We thank everybody who has invested money in us, and we take this very, very seriously. Okay, here we go. Have we got the? Let me just check. I've got the right logos up. Right. Okay. Right.
Here we go.
This is for you, Andrew. You're going to like this one. Big A. I'm calling him Big A from now on. Here we go. I've got a shop and I need printing for my COVID.
Call Andrew.
What? I was doing the thing. I need printing for my call Andrew. That balls it up.
Well, I was going to do that repeat thing.
Okay, but you've got to do it quieter then if you're doing backing vocals.
Okay.
Thank you, Boris. I can open up my tiny little shop.
Call Andrew.
But I need some marking because all my customers are knobs.
Call Andrew.
2 meters on the floor, wear a mask at all times. If you're rude to me, we will report your crimes. Also, print can print all of these things and so much more. They will print the signs I stick on my window and my floor. They will make everybody know what it's good to do. When you come to my shop, you may not use my loo. No logs. Okay. Also, print.com.
This is like a series.
Yeah, isn't it? This is a concept. Also, print.com.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm so desperate for a wee. So, and what I've chosen is I've typed in copyright free music, happy ukulele.
Okay.
It's all I've typed in. And honestly,
it's all you need.
It really is all that you need. Here we go. I got one. I came home from work early the other night. My husband and me got into a bit of a fight. I said, "It's over, I get out." He started to scream and shout. Then I was in no doubt we were getting a divorce.
Me. I came home from work last Saturday morning. Unusual, I know. My husband had left without a warning. I was quite happy for him to go. I called Gregorian Emerson. They sorted everything out. So now I'm gonna put it about.
She loves logs. Okay. This is great. I think we're gonna honestly.
Can we capture the angst there of?
If you want to be part of this, there's an email. If you got a company, even if you just haven't got a company, but you want us to write jingles for you, get in touch.
You missed a chance to say hog. You went for log. I appreciate that.
Okay.
That's progress.
I'm a gentleman. Here we go. This one looks good. Kid, look at my office. There's rubbish on the floor. And it's Friday evening and I'm walking out of the door. But my boss says, you've got to get all this cleaned up. Then he leans in and whispers to me and hands me some papers and says, can you get these disposed of in a discreet fashion? Well, what am I going to do? It's Friday, Kath.
Call Summer's Way Solutions.
Who?
Summer's Way Solutions.
Who?
They're Summer's Way Solutions. Skips, big bins and that. Summer's Way Solutions.
Who?
They can sort it all out. One place, one stop.
Okay.
Including logs.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That is how you advertise. That is how you advertised. And that is great news
yeah.
for everybody concerned.
Yeah.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, new callers only, please. And you can Skype TLNA if you would like to. Catherine, over to you.
Hello, caller. I hope you're new and fresh and clean and shiny and someone we've not spoken to before involving the word new. That's you.
Oh, hello. It's technically, I have spoken to you before. It's Vladimir from Manchester. Have a think. From the Manchester show. Anyway, it's the first time I've called the new, all-new TLNA online. How are you?
Does that qualify?
Well, this is
this
now...
This is tricky now.
Where's my stogie? Where's my stogie? Where's my stogie from the stogie?
You quit that stuff.
No, it's not again.
Let me cut the end off. You've got to cut the end off. There we go. Cut it off. And then
thank you. It's the first time I've called you since the place where Dolly Parton lives, anyway.
Okay.
We won't talk about that
person. Technically... You are not Vladimir. We met you in Manchester, did we?
We did.
Remind me. Give me details. Give me details, because that Manchester was a long time ago.
A long time ago. You said, what's that T-shirt you've got on there? And I said it was the cat bus. And you went, oh, yeah, I like that T-shirt. Or don't like that T-shirt, I think, because you generally don't wear ambi T-shirts.
Cat bus from Totoro. Oh.
Yeah. And then you bought us all burgers.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't the last time ago. Why didn't you come to the show after that?
I was on there working, otherwise I'd have come.
On working.
I met Jerry, though. I got to meet Jerry, and that was a bonus.
I'm so sorry about that. Okay. I mean, technically, no.
Okay. I'm Papa Morph in the chat anyway. Hello.
Oh, hello. All right.
Hello.
All right. Go on. And if someone else new phones up, I'm going to cut you off straight away, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So what would you like to say? Have you got something to say?
Dead boring, straight in. How do you think the jungle's going to work in a Welsh castle like in Skyrim?
It will work brilliantly because it is the biggest entertainment machine in Britain.
In the world.
It's one of the biggest ones in the world. It's the biggest one in Britain, and they will chuck everything in there, as we know, and it's been proven that COVID cannot infect in castles, so that's good. I think it will be huge. I think it will get huge numbers because people are desperate for a little bit of escapism like that. And they'll make it COVID safe. Everyone will get tested, you know, and they'll be getting regular tests.
And they'll be in isolation beforehand.
Be in isolation, and it will work brilliantly to the point where ITV will scratch their heads and go, why are we spending all that money to fly them out to Australia? I think it'll be huge.
Yeah, huge. Let's just hope for some really, really cold evenings for them.
Yeah, exactly. No, I want it freezing. It was cold where I was in the jungle. It was really cold and wet.
Oh, of an evening. Yeah.
Atari Tiger says, did Ian just say COVID can't infect people in castles? Yes, that's been proven now. That is actually, that's a scientific fact. So you can't even question that.
Has the Queen got it?
Thank you. I think, I've not really been following the story. I'm not really watching much TV.
No.
But I think it will be, I think it'll be good in a castle. What do you reckon, Kath?
I will perhaps enjoy it more with people that I'm not particularly bothered about. I found it a really tough watch when you were in, really tough. But it's good. I can see that it's a good show. They have good ideas in that, don't they?
It will be huge. Because what else is on the TV at the moment that's new or real?
Tell you what we need. Yeah. What would be absolutely banging and actually COVID safe for this time in our history.
Rave.
No, the Circle. You never watched that, did you?
No, I didn't like that.
I enjoyed that. No. I didn't think I would. And the first time around, I think I watched like 20 minutes of one. I went, nah, not for me. Yeah. But I watched the second series all the way through, got completely addicted to it, and then went back and watched the first. I thought it was great. Oh, it was great.
Definitely better than Fort Boyard, anyway.
Oh, Fort Boyard. Get off. How dare you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Did you know this is just the best bits from our live show, The Late Night Alternative?
And sometimes I can't fit all the best bits in. Yes. So what we're saying is have a listen to our show and you can watch our show too on twitch.tv/IanLee.
IanLee. We do it live every weeknight, 9 o'clock UK time. That's 1 o'clock if you're in LA and 4 o'clock if you're in New York City. If you're elsewhere in the world, you have to work it out yourself. Google it.
Now, we're mostly go from 9 till 12, but sometimes we can go on longer. We can go on as long as we like, and we want you to be there. So have a listen to us, have a watch of us, twitch.tv/IanLee.
We missed a phone call there, so I'm just going to call this person back. Oh, apparently it's a haunted castle, says new to this. So
that, ooh.
They didn't all the contestants will be dead. Hello, you're on The Late Night Alternative.
Hello. Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello. My name's Malcolm.
Hello, Malcolm.
Hello. Hello.
I've always got soft spots for a Malcolm. My dad was a Malcolm. Hello, Wee Claire, who's in the chat. Hello, hello, hello. I've always got a soft spot for a Malcolm, so how can we help you?
Yes. Well, me and my brother are sitting here watching you, and we have a bit of a dilemma. My brother, Talcum, wants to know what's the best, Skittles or fruit pastels?
Oh. Fruit pastels. I hate Skittles.
Skittles, if you're not careful, they can cut the inside of your mouth.
Well, this is what my brother keeps saying. I think it's fruit pastels because they have a crunchy outer exterior.
And Skittles?
They melt in your mouth as well.
Yes, but Skittles have a crunchy outdoor exterior.
They do, but they become very, very chewy. And if you have false teeth, your teeth can fall out.
I don't like the texture or the taste of Skittles, but if there's a big bag of fruit pastels open in front of me, they ain't going to last very long. They are not going to last very long.
Yes, I agree. Me too. I can eat a pack of Skittles in under 5 seconds.
Prove it.
Okay.
He's right.
Legit.
He's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat another pack.
No.
Okay.
We don't want you throwing up now, Malcolm. Let's keep it special.
True. Now, I'm looking forward to the new Jungle movie program on ITV soon. I've heard they're going into a haunted castle.
Yes, exactly what we were just talking about, yes.
Yes, yes, yep. The haunted castle, and that will be very fun to watch.
It will be. Well, that's what they'll be hoping, that it will be fun to watch. Yeah, that will be the plan.
They will probably be locked in the dungeons.
Possibly.
And they may not even come out.
Well, there's always a chance, isn't there?
Yes, yes.
Are you threatening to kill some minor celebrities?
I wouldn't do that. My brother might do that.
Okay, can you stop him doing that?
Talcum. He's not talking to me at the moment.
Because of the Skittles.
He's trying to jump out the window.
Okay. Well, I suggest you go and stop him doing that. And thank you so much for the call. 0203 286 6370. Mezil Cray says, what is this show? I don't know. And I'm doing the show. I don't know. And I'm doing the freaking show. I can tell you what, I can tell you this. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch, guys. Mm-hmm. It is the only phone-in show on Twitch.
And I think we're finding out why.
Yes. Yes, you can give us a call about absolutely anything you want. There's no real agenda. It can be heavy, it can be light. We prefer the lighter stuff, but it can be heavy if you want to. I do want to ask you such a local radio phone-in question.
Me?
Yeah.
Go on.
Would you have the Russian vaccine? Because I only read, just before we were coming on, I read that Putin's going, yeah, we got a vaccine.
Yeah, but they've not tested it on anyone.
No, but they've licensed it. No, they have. They've tested it on his daughter.
He says.
They haven't done the full range of testing. So they've done the first round, but they haven't done like rounds 2 and 3.
Right.
He's tested it on his daughter and they've licensed it. So it's being made, right?
Right.
So is anybody going to have... It sounds like nonsense,
Let's weigh up the pros and cons.
Yeah.
The pros, it might work. The con, it might kill you. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I could stay in and watch more telly and wait for an actual vaccine that's been tested by doctors who aren't prone to, let's just say, muddying the waters to suit themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I bet John Gaunt has it. John Gaunt will be the test.
They give him out at that station. Yeah, he works at,
the Russian propaganda station where he slags off the country he lives in just for a few rubles. he'll be getting it.
Well, no, I don't think I fancy it.
I don't fancy Putin's vaccine.
It could be anything in it.
I don't fancy Putin's vaccine. Oh look, there's the invoice for... That's all I've got to pay for the lovely lady that comes and sits with my cats.
That's nice.
That's all right, isn't it? That's like, and she's such a lovely lady, and she gets on with the cats, and the cats get on with her.
And they stay at home, as opposed to when my sister's cat went in the luxury, apparently, cat hotel and got fleas.
Yeah.
And then she had to pay to de-flea the pen, because apparently it was his fault.
Mucky...
He's a house cat, by the way.
Mucky... didn't come home last night, and I wasn't home this afternoon, so I went and called for her in the allotments over the road, and about 5 minutes later she came scrabbling over someone's fence and sat in the allotments going, yeah, what do you want? I said, you're coming home. She went, no. I went, what? I said, come home, you didn't come home last night. So I went and sat and talked to her, and then I just grabbed
her. What time's this?
This was like 5 o'clock this afternoon, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Outrageous.
Who she thinks she is? No, Beth W. 1990. It wasn't me, it was my sister.
Her sister was scammed, baby. Scammed, baby. Arctic Snowball says, you guys are killing it tonight, loving the show. I don't think we've got up to speed yet.
No, it's too hot.
It's too hot. You wait till it's cool. You wait till it's cool. I've got to get the state of me, man. Got fans tomorrow.
You know what you look like? You know when they used to go jogging in Neighbours and they end up with a triangle?
I was watching an American thing, The Leftovers, and someone was jogging. And I thought, oh, that's movie sweat. Because no one, and it looked, that's movie sweat. No one sweats like that in real life. This guy does when he's cleaning maggots out of his bin.
Yeah.
Do you want to take this while I fix my...
We can do that, but the fact that we've got a name suggests that this is not a new person. Hello?
Hello, Ian and Catherine.
Hello. Hello. Now.
Hello.
First things first, how new are you?
Well, technically I have called before.
And literally.
Technically and literally, I've called before.
Right.
And I said about two and I actually pooed my pants and hung up.
Okay.
If he's a hanger-upper,
a shy caller.
If he's a hanger-upper, then we can talk to you. Good evening.
I'd like to know why I pooed my pants so much. Why is it so scary?
Well, only you really have the answer to that, Joe.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because I get nervous. I phoned up a phone-in show about 5 or 6 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I think, before we'd started doing this. And it was just because I was at home and I'm used to talking at 10 o'clock at night and I had no one to talk to. So I phoned up this radio show and I was terrified. And I've only done it a few times and I hate it. I get the twitchy leg. I get very, very nervous. I struggle. Why is it so scary? I don't know, Joe. Someone must have written an essay on this.
But, like, you don't get nervous now doing what you're doing now?
Not hosting the show, no. James says Ian can be quite intimidating, to be fair. I can be, but it also, it's if you phone up other radio shows as well. It's a phenomenon. I don't think it's specifically down to me.
Here's the strange thing. A lot of people do feel nervous about a ringing radio show. It's not something I've ever done. I don't think I could. But some people get really addicted to it.
Yeah.
Don't
oh,
they?
God, yeah. Too much. Too much. Too much.
I think it's I think it's probably more usual to be nervous, Joe. I think it's probably good.
I think that implies that you are quite a sensible human being.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's far from the truth, but thank you. Right. I feel much better now.
Nice one, Joe. There you go. How are your pants? Clean?
Well, no, but that was from before.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
I admire his candour.
But not his pants. I'm actually going to do something we don't normally do. I'm going for a pee.
Okay. You do it.
I nearly patronised you then by going, you're going to be all right? Of course you're going to be all right.
I'll be fine.
Okay, I think you'll be all right.
Whoa, what was that? Oh, it was the
doesn't matter.
Okay, well, while he's going for a wee, and he won't be very long, do you want to do an AMA? Believe that's... What are they going to ask me anything?
AMA?
Yeah. Ask me anything.
That's AME. No.
Ask me.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to do an AME? Come on. I think hearing the same callers all the time may off-put some new callers. I think that's true. And I think that's true. And that's why now and again we do a new callers only. Even if it's a bit quiet, sometimes people think, okay, well, now it's my chance. What are you doing to celebrate your birthday tomorrow? Nothing. I'm really not bothered about birthdays all of a sudden, but for the last few years, really not bothered about it. Probably from my late 30s. I think when you've got little kids, their birthdays become a thing and yours doesn't. Does Ian stink? No, he doesn't really. He sweats a lot. And his farts do stink, but not generally. Are you going to count this year, Kath? Well, I'm going with what my youngest daughter says. And she says I'm in my late 20s. My very... very late 20s, so I'm going to go with that. Have you paid off that basement yet? No, but I'm very tempted to. We're talking Animal Crossing, of course. Hey, Kath, please could I ask, where is the best place you've danced? Oh, I tell you what. There was this salsa club in Nottingham. It was wicked.
What a great sentence to walk into.
It was wicked. And there were like loads of proper Cuban people there. And I could dance a bit. And I think if you show willing in these places, and it's not just full of... Because a lot of those things can turn into sort of singles nights unintentionally. And a bloke who can dance ends up being able to grind up against a lot of women. But this was like proper dancing and I flipping loved it. And I was just tipsy enough to completely let go. Not like that. Anyway, this was fun. What we got?
I've got an email. Do you make jingles for free? Just asking, says Sheriff Bill.
Oh, I don't think that's his name.
No. What are you doing?
Just,
what are you doing?
You got two packets for yourself?
Yes.
And a packet of Oreos.
Turns out Oreos are vegan.
Wow.
Yeah. Why, are you hungry?
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay, keep going, Kath. Answer some more questions. Go on, ask me.
It doesn't need to be a 20-second hand wash because I do not have COVID on my genitals. That's all I touched.
Friedeland says they just ate 5 cheese strings, which I think is impressive going. Yes, you're right, Random British Tea. This is the late night snack show. Star Chaser, not a fan of prawn cocktail crisps.
We call them...
Have you danced on tables? Yes, I have, again, in Nottingham. Different time. But...
We call them in my house prawny cock-cocks.
What is the meaning of life? 40-something, isn't it? What is your favourite alcoholic drink?
All of them.
A cold one, yeah. Hot, wet crisps. No, it's all right. I don't want anything like that.
I was teasing.
No, it's fine. Oh, actually,
what's go on. I've got your packet. I've got you these as well. Of course I did. What do you think I am? You got water, have you?
Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure? I haven't got any guilty pleasures. I'm completely embracing all of them.
If you want to Skype in and show us a snack that you're eating, you haven't even got to say anything. Just show us you eating a snack. TLNA. There's a good question from Not a Spaceship.
If Ian becomes a full-time therapist, would you carry on the show? She fancied it.
What?
Yeah, they fancied it. I'd probably have a go. I've got nothing else to do, haven't I?
Okay, so can I tell you my news?
Go on.
I'm having a Zoom meeting with the college on Thursday.
Good.
Why have we suddenly gone up 50 viewers just because we're eating? Herberts.
Yeah.
Ian's blast top sounds like a kestrel. All right, hang on. Oh, hang on a minute. All right, now we get the sound of a kestrel.
Kath, would you like to continue with the live rabbit hole shows? Not on my own. Be awful.
I'm done with live shows. I'm out. I'm out. Never doing a live show again. Maybe a one-off every now and then, but I'm dumb.
I love roast egg crisps. What?
I'm hoping we're about to... Here we go. Come on, Raimi. Come on, Raimi.
Oh!
He's got Cornetto! Is it... No, that's not a real... That's not a legit Cornetto. That's Tesco own brand, right?
Aldi.
Oh, mate. Let us see it. Go on. Here's a close-up. Here's a close-up.
Kath, should you be eating crisps? What are you implying, Dr. Sexy?
Look at that. I could watch this guy all night. I feel like I should be tipping him. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Raimi. I feel like I should be like sending him money or something. Watching him eat Aldi Cornottos, as I call them. They are Cornottos.
We got one.
What?
Kath, should you be eating crisps?
Why does it say that?
Dr. Sexy.
But why does it say that?
I think someone's trying to have a little pop.
Where? Where is he? Is he saying you're fat?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the response.
Where is he? I don't see him. So no. It can't have happened. You've
there.
Dr. Sexy. Oh, just ban him. Just ban him.
No. I'm interested as
all right,
to why.
Let's wait for the response. No one else chat. Dr.
I'm
Sexy.
I'm interested as to why. With two people eating crisps on screen, you're asking me that.
No.
I'm absolutely fascinated by this stuff.
Let's wait. No more chat. We're waiting for Dr. Sexy. Probably not a real doctor. Says Dr. Goggles. Oh, that really made me laugh. Dr. Sexy.
Oh, hello.
I don't want anyone else talking. I want just Dr. Sexy, please.
Dr. Sexy, most women are worried about putting on weight. Aren't you worried you'll lose your figure?
Goodbye.
Absolute.
Goodbye, you piece of trash. What
are most women. Okay, let's have a little sample of most women in this chat.
We've got no, literally, it's 100% men. here's the thing. None of that. Nothing. We're having none of that. This is a 50-50 partnership. I'm not having any of that. Let's try this one. Hello, caller.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Why are you withholding your number?
Here's the thing. I don't have to explain to anybody why I'm eating. I don't need anyone implying they are concerned about what I am eating. And I think I speak for most women in a way that Dr. Sexy doesn't, in that you should keep your questions to yourself. A question that, of course, was laden with, I'm going to say it, misogyny and general bullshine. So, nah, not playing that game. And also, this channel is full of young women doing their best to be appealing to people like that. And it does no one any favours because they can never win. Nah, do you know what? I'm 43. I'm over trying to play that game. So up yours. Bye-bye, Dr. Sexy. Yep. Back to medical school for you.
Can I mansplain something? You're 42.
I'm 43 tomorrow.
Exactly. So get it right, please, love.
Nipples! You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.